proclamation number 2516 dated the October 17th, 1942. Fatherly words, ask, and it shall be given to you. Single quote. Faithfully entrust everything to me that weighs you down. Admittedly, I know all your difficulties, I know all your problems, yet you shall find your path to me, you shall come to me like children to the Father and appeal for his support, and I will help you. And therefore you should not worry, for I will take all your worry upon myself if you ask me to do so. How weak is your trust, how weak your faith in my love, when you doubt that your prayers will be granted. Ask, and it shall be given to you. This is the promise I gave you, and you, who are of little faith, shall restore your weak will in this promise. Bear in mind that my words are the purest truth and that they must come true, and thus you should present your petitions to me without doubt, so that Roman 1, as your loving Father, can give to you according to your faith. I only look at the strength of your faith, and this is also the guarantee that your prayer will be granted. If, however, your faith is shallow, the prayer you send to me will not be as profound and heartfelt as is required for me to answer it. For I do not pay attention to the words, but certainly to your devotion to me a profound faith causes. I only read the mirror of your soul and know your depth of faith and how heartfelt your prayer is. And where such heartfelt prayer can be heard, I am always willing to help. Faithful trust in the answer to your prayer will therefore always lead to the right result, for I will never disappoint a person's strong faith. But I will certainly bless those who always remember my promise and present all their worries and difficulties to me. My love will prove itself to them, for they will attain everything from me. However, as long as they still waver in faith, I will retain the answer to their prayer, for I want them to join me with all their heart and confide everything to me. Weak faith, however, prevents a sincere connection with me. But I want to be recognized as a loving father who will not let his child remain in adversity. Amen.